From the KLYT broadcast studio, this is ABQ Connect. Your input on today's topic is important to us. Join in the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE. ABQ Connect.
All right, welcome into ABQ Connect. I got to tell you, I'm comfortable today. I was comfortable the last couple days, but it's hard to describe to you listening. I was actually engineering the show from another room and welcoming our guests and hosting the show. I am so glad, Abby, that you are back.
I'm sorry I left you hanging, Steve. I'm sorry.
You know what? People get ill, and I'm glad you got some rest. And you've got a weekend now to get caught up.
Exactly. You know, when you're sick, they think that it's restful, but really your body's just kind of like, I need more. So I'm excited for the weekend.
And I'm going to say this about Abby. She insisted on working while she was out. She was in bed with her laptop.
Hey, I can do mighty things with a laptop. So
you do good work, and the listeners. I wanted to make sure to bring you in because the listeners, God willing, have been praying for you. I asked
yes.
them to do that.
Thank you all. I appreciate it. Obviously, your prayers worked. I am back. It feels good to be back, even if just for Friday. You know.
You know, last week let's mention real quick the sister event, the sister experience, staying sane in a crazy world. I mention it because, well, it's coming up September 23rd, 24th. Details at sistersister.me. Okay, that's all I'm going to say about that right now. But I mentioned it because when we mentioned it last week, you know, it was like, okay, this is your thing, Abby. I'm not going to the...
It's all my thing because it's for us ladies.
Yeah.
Sorry, Steve.
So ladies, it is a free event, but you need to register at sistersister.me. Now, I bring that up because, Abby, you're out of this conversation now because it's the guy's turn.
It's the guy's turn.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'll see you on the flip side then.
Okay. So welcoming into the studio, Jim is here from New Mexico Men of Honor. It's Jim Engelman. Jim, welcome in.
It's good to be here.
I'm glad you're here. And, we're going to find out more about Jim's connection to Men of Honor, in just a minute. But before we do that, we've already got kind of a kinship here, me and Jim, cause Jim's, he's from the Chicago area where I spent about 3 years, and we're both White Sox fans. So.
Southsiders.
Yeah. Right. Southside.
At least in baseball. Southside.
Yeah. but we haven't talked football. You don't want to know. Okay.
We'll leave it alone.
Anyway, Jim, with New Mexico Men of Honor. Now, typically, of course, we have Dennis Popper in studio or Steve Stucker, one of the other guys. But I love that Jim's here. Jim is, you know, relatively new to Men of Honor. We'll kind of get his story and how he linked up with them. Before we get there, Jim, I want to make sure we mention it now. We'll probably mention it again before the end of the segment. Friday, October 21st. That's, just a little more than a month away.
Soon.
Yeah, it's going to be the next New Mexico Men of Honor event. I'm going to throw it to you so you can share whatever you want about the event, what's expected. And if I have any questions, you'll know.
Sounds good. I appreciate that. So Friday, October 21st, we're having an event at Hoffmantown Church. The name of the event is Rev It Up. We're going to have a car show to start off. Are you ready? Jesus is coming back. So the car show will start at 3 p.m. and run till about 6 p.m. And food will be served at 6 p.m. with worship and teaching starting at 6:45. And we're real excited to have Pastor Danny Sanchez from Victory Outreach.
Yeah, Victory Outreach, man, they've been doing great work in the city for a long time and have reached out to a lot of hurting people.
Yeah, I've heard Danny speak before. I've heard him preach. He was gracious enough to open up his facility to a New Mexico Men of Honor event in the past.
Now, did you go to that one?
I did.
I missed it. I missed the last one I was at. I think it was at New Covenant Church.
That was a good one as well.
Yeah, they were letting us shoot bow and arrows. I mean, you know, come on.
Absolutely.
And barbecue.
The barbecue was
so
amazing.
Okay, so now there's we got to the important part now.
Food.
That's part of the plan. You mentioned Rev It Up. There's going to be the car show on the 21st of October at this next event from 3 p.m. till 6 p.m. Plenty of time to meander around the cars and stuff.
Hope to have some good fellowship and look at some beautiful hot rods.
There you go. And then food gets under, gentlemen, food gets underway at 6 p.m. that evening. Is it as generic as that? Do you know? Do you know yet?
Well, we're gonna leave the food. We're gonna keep it a secret.
It's a need to know basis.
That's correct. Right? Correct.
Okay.
So one of the things we're excited about with this event is we're gonna actually have some breakout groups as well. So the message, the teaching is gonna go from 6:45 till about 7:30, and then we're gonna have some time for the men to break out into table groups. And really kind of dig in to the message, the word that Danny brings, and hopefully spark some fellowship there and send some brothers back a little more connected than they came.
Now, just knowing Dennis and Steve, these guys, this isn't their first rodeo. So I'm going to guess, you know, for any guys that are listening to a breakout group, man, I don't know. I'm going to feel all this kind of pressure to, I'm going to guess that each group is probably going to have a men of honor leader kind of facilitate the group and help the discussion.
Absolutely, that's the plan. Not to so much have someone necessarily lead the group,
right,
but to nudge it along and keep the conversation going. And you know, we're not looking to go data mining on the brothers. We just want to connect and fellowship together. And you know, some guys have never been in a small group before.
Right.
I remember my first small group, and before I went to my first small group, I had never considered going to a small group. It was none of my friends were.
No, you mean men of honor small group?
No, just in general.
Okay.
Just in general. And I think that the breakout groups at events like these can kind of give guys a glimpse of what it looks like to be part of a Bible study, to be part of a small men's group, which I think is an important part of discipleship and our faith walk.
Yeah, which brings us to, and I mentioned before, we'll get to your New Mexico Men of Honor story. What got you connected with New Mexico Men of Honor?
So I lost my Bible.
Uh-huh.
I came to Calvary one day for church, and I lost my Bible. And the last room I was in was the Hub.
Uh-huh.
And my wife said, "Hey, look, there's a small group that meets on Monday morning in the Hub. You should go and see if your Bible's there and check it out." And I walked into Dennis Popper's small group, men's group here at Calvary. And, you know, I just kept coming back to that group.
Which, by the way, Dennis has been doing forever. Yeah,
the guy's he's like Iron Man of men's groups. Yeah. So, I was invited in immediately, kind of felt that Christian brotherhood, and being from Chicago and being new to the area, it was really neat to be welcomed that way and kind of feel the Lord's arms around me and just some new relationships and connections. And it's grown. I took an opportunity to help with some leadership stuff and, have helped in some of the planning, and become more of an integral part of what they're doing. And, it's been a blessing to see what, the city of Albuquerque is doing, because New Mexico Men of Honor is not one church. It's not even one denomination necessarily. It's just men coming together under the name of Christ.
Right.
And,
there's men from all kinds of different churches involved. I would be guessing. Well, Hoffmantown is obviously involved. The event is happening there. There's guys from New Covenant, from Calvary, from Victory Outreach.
New Beginnings. Richard Mansfield has been a mainstay. He's been a solid rock for us and helped us with venues and making connections to speakers and whatnot. So, it's been outstanding to see the body of Christ truly come together just under the name of Jesus, putting the non-negotiables in the forefront and the negotiables to the side and just fellowshipping as men.
So, speak to the guy who's listening, who's not part of a Bible study, and not connected with New Mexico Men of Honor, and, maybe share, you know, since you've got that connection, what benefit has there been, and what would you, encourage that guy to get connected.
So an old pastor of mine, in Chicago, he used to say, you know, men don't fail for lack of information. We fail because we need to be reminded what not to do. We need to be encouraged. We need to be held accountable.
Yeah.
And that's not necessarily something that you find, in your everyday walk of life, whether it's, with, brothers at work or even family members. But, the Christian brotherhood, which I believe is manifests in small men's groups, manifests in groups like New Mexico Men of Honor and church men's ministry. It opens you up. It pulls you into something where, you get to see and fellowship with brothers who are in much more difficult places than you are in life. And they're leaning heavily on their faith. You get to see guys that are coming out of the battle, guys that are going into the battle. You get to hear stories from brothers that have been through the divorce or brothers that have avoided it. You get to hear from brothers that have struggled with the same sin as you have or maybe are currently struggling with it now. So, you know, it just, you know, the car shows, the entertainment piece of it, you know, each particular event, each speaker's message, they may not completely change your life, but the Christian Brotherhood will.
Yeah.
Being a part of it, tapping into it, it's changed my life. So.
Well, you know, there's something to be said. Okay, the entertainment part or the food.
Right.
There's something to be said with breaking bread with someone.
No doubt. Yeah. I agree with you 100%. And it's not that I am against those aspects of it. It's just that, you know, the part that has changed me, it's not the part that I'm entertained by. The part that's changed me is the growth in relationship between myself and other brothers.
Well, and it's the Word of God, the time you're spending in Bible study, I have to imagine.
And that's,
You know, if you're reading the Bible and this is a life verse for me, and I'm going to paraphrase, you know, parts of it, but in 1 Corinthians 15:1-4, in that passage, we're reminded, Paul says, I delivered to you as of first importance. Now, depending on the version you're reading, I delivered to you as of first importance. And then he goes on to delineate the gospel. Mm-hmm. So I delivered to you first of all, of most importance, the gospel. So yeah, there's the food and the cars. But you're going to hear the Word of God, when Danny Sanchez gets up to preach.
There's no doubt about that.
Maybe he'll preach. He's going to share. He's going to dive into the Word of God. He's going to spend some time, encouraging the men. And it's funny. You said also, guys need reminding.
Yeah.
And again, Paul, who wrote obviously most with the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, most of the New Testament. So many of his writings, you know, Galatians 1:8-9, he said, for I delivered to you as a, if we are an angel from heaven, and he goes on, deliver to you a gospel contrary to what he already received, may he be eternally accursed. And then the next verse is, as I said before, so also I say again, if we are an angel from, and he goes, and he repeats it. Why? Because we're sheep.
Well, and you think about, Ephesians, and you think about, okay, so here's a church that's absolutely on fire for the Lord, and that much of the book is, you know, towards the end, especially we're being warned that we need to put on this armor of God. We need to armor up, and it's almost as if he knows what's coming. And then we see in Revelation that Jesus is telling the church of Ephesus that they've forgotten their first love.
Yeah.
And it's, so they went from being on fire, Paul writing to them and basically celebrating them to some extent, but also warning them in a way and encouraging them to stay watchful because our adversary is prowling.
So, and we're just out about it. I told you, Jim, when we started, you turn around and we're done. But Jim Engelman is in studio with us for Men of Honor. And, I want to, emphasize again the date of the next event. Rev it up. Are you ready? Jesus is coming back Friday, October 21st. The car show gets underway at 3 p.m. Guys, you can show up anytime between 3 p.m. and 6 p.m. that evening. But you gotta be there at 6 p.m. because that's when the food is served.
That's right.
Okay. And you know what? Something else we didn't talk about not only about being there. I missed some events, but the event I did get to, Jim, and I told you off the air, my son came. He brought my grandson. My son's father-in-law was there and my brother. So guys, there's a month between now and then to encourage someone to go. Tell them you're taking them to dinner.
Yep. And it's a great opportunity to come out with brother. I mean, I've invited guys that I've met on the street and seen them show up. It's a great opportunity to bring your kids out, your sons, and just a bunch of regular guys, all different walks of life, getting together to celebrate Christ.
And if it's not posted there yet, do go to nmmenofhonor.com. If it's not there yet, they'll get it posted. Soon, in the next couple days, we'll have the event posted, at klyt.fm, cause it is a free event, right, Jim?
That's correct.
All the guys are welcome.
That's correct.
Is there an age that, my grandson came and he's probably, he's not even a tween yet, but you know, if they can, I think parents are probably the best judge.
Yeah, I think parents use their discretion, but nothing, none of the messages that have been preached or taught or any of the, anything that anyone shared to this point has been PG. I mean, it's open to everyone.
Word
I mean,
of God.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. You can't start them too soon.
That's right. All right, Jim, thanks for, will you come back?
I would absolutely come
back. All right,
tell
Dennis, tell Steve when they're coming on there that you had an invite.
So that's the Chicago connection.
That's, yeah.
I like it.
South Side.